The South by Southwest trade show exhibit is an impressive sight. Hundreds of booths fill the exhibit hall with large companies such as IBM, next to small video game developers and smartphone app startups. Companies from around the world flock to the trade show.
My name is Nancy Medica. I am from Making Sense, and I also represent the Argentina IT network here in the U.S.
Hello, I'm Marc-Antoine Durand. I'm from Paris. I created a startup called Bobbler.
So my name's Esty Zilber and I work for Sounds Australia, which is the national music export body for Australian artists heading into international markets.
And states are getting in on the act as well. Of course, Texas is here with three separate booths for tourism, film, and music. There are also booths from Florida, Virginia, and Michigan. The latter has a large interactive game that a representative calls a mixture of ping pong and t-ball. But instead of a tee, air keeps beach balls hovering until the user hits it with a stick. It's kind of hard to describe. Next to the Michigan booth is the official Oklahoma booth, featuring download drop cards, tiny stress balls in the shape of buffaloes, and video screens with information on Oklahoma events at South by Southwest. Josh O'Brien of the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber says Oklahoma has been ahead of the curve.
We're noticing this year more states are doing it. When we first started doing this 4 years ago, I think there were one or two other states doing it, and now it seems like more are recognizing that. Another thing that you run into a lot of former Oklahomans who are working and living in different areas, and it's nice to touch base with them, let them know about our activities, and let them know, hey, there's opportunity back where they used to live.
The South by Southwest Trade Show exhibit ends its four-day run today, while the Buffalo Lounge and ACM at UCO team up to present bands this afternoon and tonight. From Austin, Texas, Ryan LaCroix, KOSU News.